This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, October 31, Alpha and Omega. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 1. The revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw, that is, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy. And blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. John, to the seven churches in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you, from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all peoples on earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Some people yearn for past decades, when life may have seemed simpler. Others wonder what life will be like in one or two generations. Solomon understood how difficult it can be to grasp changes through the ages, and he writes, "No one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. Still, we try to live our lives for God during the time that we have." Both God the Father, Jesus the Son, reveal themselves as the Alpha and Omega. These are the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet, and together they represent everything in between. As the Alpha, God is the source of life. We confess that he's the creator of heaven and earth. And Jesus the Son, through his death and resurrection, came that we may have life and have it to the full. God is also the Omega. History has a trajectory, and no other ruler or power can change the final outcome. In Scripture, we hear loud voices in heaven proclaim, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah, and he will reign forever and ever." This month, we have considered a variety of things we've seen in everyday life. I pray that our eyes have been opened in some ways to see more clearly the one who graciously reveals himself as the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Pray with me. Awaken our imaginations, Lord, to see you in the ordinary things of life. Thank you for revealing your love and good news to us all. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.